This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Marty Hackle is the fashion editor for Golf Digest and the Golf Digest family of magazines. It's always a pleasure to welcome my friend Marty Hackle back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Marty.
Hello, John. John Patrick, I should say.
Yes. Can I start with a personal question?
Yeah, sure.
The ride back from Orlando is long, so I have a lot of time to think. It crossed my mind. It was great seeing you in Orlando, by the way.
Ditto.
But you're Mr. Style. I've seen you in those eyeglasses for a very long time. Do you feel any pressure to get new eyeglasses or anything?
You know, JP, I'd like to answer that question, but I have a 2 o'clock appointment at Warby Parker here in New York to pick up my new glasses.
Do you really?
Man, your timing is perfect.
Will they be different?
Yes, they will be. I'm going to wear the Haskell model.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a stylish new frame by Warby Parker, so I'm excited to get them, and I should take a selfie tonight and send it to you.
Do that. It's just something that crossed my mind as I was driving home. All right. You spend most of your time at the merchandise show in the fashion area of the convention center. Did you get a feel for a tone? Did you get a positive vibe from the vendors in the fashion area?
Yeah, I think this was a great year. I really think there were enthusiastic people there writing orders. And I'm not alone in that opinion. I think it was considered a very successful show.
You know, I did get the same feeling that there was a lot of business being done in the booths this year.
Yeah, exactly. And there were so many great news stories. Boy, I'll tell you, my plate overflows. I mean, really, really cool things.
All right, who did you like? If you wore socks, who knocked your socks off?
You know what? Stance was there. You know that fun company that does three different sizes, all of their fun socks? Stance, unbelievable. Really cool stuff. Kent Wool was there.
Marty, Wool underwear.
Yes.
I felt it. It's soft, but I don't know that I can bring myself to wear wool underwear.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a number of different opinions there. A lot of people feel, and I'm one of them, that pure materials have a great soft hand, launder well, and last forever. And I think while they had great underwear there, I thought their new socks that they've developed with the PGA Tour Caddies Association were really cool. And, you know, I don't know who's on their feet more than those tour caddies. So if they're endorsing that sock, I gotta believe it's a great one.
Yeah, we should mention one of their unique branding aspects is that they went ahead, you know, lots of folks go for players and you can't get every player and every player that you want. They decided to go to the Caddy Association and get the caddies behind those socks. From a marketing standpoint, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I thought Grayson was great. This is a new company. It was founded by a guy named Charlie Schaefer, who a lot of people in menswear know. Very, very talented designer. And he had a modern collection of golf wear that really looked like terrific sportswear, whether it was a pair of beautifully tailored trousers, an engineered striped shirt, a quilted pullover. He had all of the bases covered. He even had hoodies and jogging pants. So he really is a brilliant designer, and I think his line is going to be very successful. And it was packed every time I walked by there.
We're talking with Mr. Style, Marty Hackle, the fashion editor at Golf Digest and the Golf Digest family of magazines. How are you? Is it difficult for you, Marty, to embrace the change, or is that just part of your nature?
No, you know, style and fashion is all about change. Here's a perfect example. 20 years ago, Dunhill presented a line in the golf industry. You know that they sponsor a couple of fabulous tournaments.
Sure.
The Dunhill Links is a great one. Well, they brought a Dunhill collection over to the show this year, and it was really elegant, sophisticated, everything you'd expect from a company like Dunhill. I thought it was very well done, extremely tasteful, smart.
Natural fibers or performance?
Mostly natural, but you know what? Now their natural fibers are treated so that they behave. They have sort of technical behavioral characteristics. So they wick and they dry, but they really feel marvelous and they look marvelous. Hey, our friends from New Era were there. You know, the cap company all the Major League Baseball caps? Well, they're doing the Ryder Cup this year. And along with the Ryder Cup, they've signed Dustin Johnson as one of their spokespeople. And boy, they had great stuff. Really exciting. Clearly, one of the stories at this show was high top shoes. You know, Ricky Fowler has been wearing those high top Pumas for quite a while now this season and generating lots of interest, lots of conversation. Puma is going to ship the shoe that he's been wearing into their shops, if you will, to all of their accounts in June. G4. Another really cool company.
Beautiful stuff.
They have, along with two really cool high tops that are coming also towards that May-June period, they also have a brogue that is just beautiful. And now all of the G4 shoes are waterproof. So they're going to be winners when it comes to new cool footwear.
Well, then let me ask you this, Marty. I'm fine spending time in apparel. I love this stuff. But I got a sense, correct me if I'm wrong, you always do. I got a sense that in times past, a lot of this quote-unquote younger look was wishful thinking. I didn't get that feeling this time, Marty. I got the feeling that they're no longer wishing. It's there, and they're now serving a need.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a very, very definite customer out there that wants classic, stylish clothes and stylish footwear. There was this other cool company that had a boat shoe converted into a golf shoe called Canoes, C-A-N-O-O-S. A bunch of guys from Massachusetts and Pennsylvania. And I tell you, I was trying to steal one of the shoes in their booth. They were that good.
I know. We all try. We all see something and we're all like, oh, I got to. Can I? Any chance? Yeah. We stumbled across this company, Alistair McKenzie. And Marty, it's just the way my tastes run. I really liked their product.
You know what, JP? I liked it, too. Bert Hand has created this company. They've taken classic designs. They've used, once again, modern materials, but modern classic materials. So their cotton is treated, but it feels terrific, and it performs, and they styled it for a great look. And I think it was in great taste, and I think there were, oh gosh, any one of a number of styles, not only of shirts, not only sweaters, but also trousers. They had a full collection, and I thought it looked terrific.
He is Marty Hackle. He is the fashion editor for Golf Digest and the Golf Digest family of magazines. I always love getting together with him to talk about the show, to dish about the show. Send me the selfie tonight, Marty, please.
Okay, talk to you soon, JP.